Hey guys, welcome back to Fiction Fixation.
We're your host. I'm Courtney.
And I'm Rose.
And this week we're going to be recapping the 2017 thrillers starring Bella Thorne, Taylor John Smith, and Halston Stage.
I hate the movie poster of this movie. Have you seen it? It gives no vibes. Like, it doesn't...
It doesn't give thriller vibes.
It doesn't give thriller vibes. It doesn't give romance vibes. It doesn't have vibes. I've never seen a poster with no vibes. It is the vibeless poster.
Our main character here is Tyler, and Tyler is a soon-to-be high school senior. His dad's out of the picture, his mom works a lot, so he does a lot of the heavy lifting with the parenting when it comes to his little sister.
I love the trope of using a little kid to really highlight how adorable a guy is. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that makes a guy look more adorable than tending after a little kid. Just that interaction always makes him look so cute. I do have to say, though, he's supposed to be 17, but he looks 25 years old. Sir.
Listen, I wouldn't card him for much. He definitely does look way older than 17.
Tyler looks the way you would expect him to look.
He looks like a Tyler.
What do you expect? It's a white boy, right? White boy, blonde hair. The writers had a vision, is what I'm saying.
You listen, they told their casting director, find me a Tyler. Not a Chad, not a Brad, not a Kyle, a Tyler. And they're like, say less.
That is such a good point, because if he was a Kyle, it would be different vibes. Kyles have different vibes from Tyler's. Mm-hmm. And from the very beginning, we get these vibes that Tyler is the sweet, responsible teenage boy.
He also seems to be a little bit embarrassed about his family because he won't let his girlfriend come over. And it's because his girlfriend's a lot more well off than he is.
Tyler, your girlfriend knows you're poor. She's seen the beat up truck you drive. Do you know what I mean? His mom is a single mom. She's working really hard, which is always heartbreaking for me to see a single mom busting her ass and her kid being like, ew, this is so disappointing what you're providing. You know what I mean? How depressing.
Well, listen, he's not living in a hovel. He's living in a nice, decent house.
Right. And not just that, it's Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It's rich adjacent. Even the poorest people in Los Angeles are like, I get nice weather and a beach view. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So Tyler's girlfriend's name is Allie. And Allie is this cute blonde girl. She's from San Francisco. She has the air of someone with a past because she does have a past. Mm-hmm. Apparently, her parents moved her down to Los Angeles to give her a second chance because she was a little bit of a hoe up in San Fran. But Tyler didn't know this.
Yeah, Tyler had no idea that Allie was a wild child hoe back in San Francisco until they're at a party one night and somebody that Allie knew from San Francisco shows up and starts stirring the pot.
This guy is so annoying because he knows what he's doing. He basically starts bragging that Allie gives really good head. Like, why would you say that to her boyfriend? You know you're trying to start a fight. Mm-hmm. And Tyler is such a kind of goody two-shoes that he just thanks the guy and just walks off. And he is mortified because his girlfriend has never done anything sexual with him. Like, they've been dating 6 months and they've been pretty, what's the word? Pious?
Maybe, I don't think it's pious. They've been pretty PG.
Yeah, they've been keeping it PG. They're both hot, though. Let me tell you, Tyler's fine, okay? And I feel comfortable saying that because he looks 25. He does not look like a 17-year-old boy.
Yeah, no, they are both very attractive. I think Tyler's biggest issue here is that Allie made it seem like she's never done anything before, and that's why she wanted to take it slow. And Tyler was really willing to respect, you know, hey, listen, she's never done this before. She wants to take it slow. I can deal with that.
Right.
But then he found out, oh, wait a minute. I'm dating a reformed hoe.
She was a hoe before, but she can't be a hoe now. Like, why can't you be a hoe now for me?
He was really upset because he felt lied to by Allie.
He does act pretty immature, though, when he confronts her.
Oh, for sure. He's a dick. Essentially making a scene, yelling at Allie. Because she had sex with Chase, but won't have sex with him. And Allie says, I can't do this with you. It's over.
What does that sound like to you?
She broke up with him.
Yeah, she broke up with him. They're broken up. I can't do this. It's over.
Even after that, one of their mutual friends texted Tyler and was like, what happened with you and Allie? Tyler texted the friend back and said, she dumped me. So Tyler was very clearly under the impression that they were broken up.
The reason we're harping on this is because a very upset Tyler storms out of the party. And outside, there's this really pretty girl in a convertible that he had bumped into earlier in the bathroom line. And you could tell he was kind of attracted to her then, but he's a good guy. He didn't make a move on her then. But bitch, he's single now. He's been single all of 3 minutes. He's ready to mingle.
Things are lining up for him. This girl, she had gotten stood up at the party. She looks at Tyler and she sees that he is obviously distraught. And she says, get in, let's get out of here. And you know what? Tyler just got dumped. He's having a shitty day. And a pretty girl is wanting to hang out with him. He's like, fuck it. Let's get out of here.
This girl's name is Holly, and she is played by Bella Thorne. Bella Thorne was such great casting here because she has this sort of intoxicating creepiness.
Could you imagine if Bella Thorne played Bella Swan? The different vibe of that movie.
Yeah. The vibes would have been off for sure.
Listen, Edward's like, as if you could outrun me. And she's like, I wouldn't want to ever.
I would never run away. Holly takes Tyler to what I could only describe as a rave. I think that's what the kids call it. There's flashing lights. There's loud music. People are dancing. There's like random pills being exchanged.
It's also like unce music. I've never been to a rave, but I feel in my mind that's definitely what a rave is.
I would be so overstimulated. Just the sound and then pairing it with the flashing lights. It looks like she slipped him some ecstasy and he hesitated. He said, I don't know. And then she goes, if you swallow, I'll swallow. Girl, Holly is no Allie, okay?
This horned up teenage boy is like, bitch, put it in my mouth.
He literally didn't care if it was like one of those pills in the spy movies that like when you bite them, you have like 3 seconds to live. He was like, it's all good.
You know what? They have a great time at the club and Holly follows through.
Holly goes down on him in the bathroom and then we cut to the next morning.
Yeah, we cut to the next morning of him just passed out in her bed.
He wakes up in this beautiful room. It's all white sheets. I don't know what it is about movies, but anytime there's a hookup scene, people wake up with white sheets.
I hope you have some bleach. But do we want to mention something about the house?
I already know where you're going. I clocked it. I clocked it too. So Tyler gets up and he doesn't know where he is. He has no memory of how he got there. He's walking around. This house is huge. It's really fancy. And it features many glass walls.
You know what? Secrets. Bitches of secrets. Tyler, run. You're going to die, Tyler. You need to run. Wall of windows equals secrets and impending death.
I mean, if there's not vampires, there are murderers. Those are literally our experience with glass walls. Is the person is either a vampire or a psychopath.
And spoiler alert, Holly is not a vampire.
She's not a vampire.
Tyler finally finds Holly and she's sitting in like what I guess is the living room in front of the fireplace on this lush carpet with all of these pictures spread out around her.
She's a photographer. And he's impressed. And you could tell, listen, they have chemistry, okay? These two, they had chemistry. They had a good time last night. And then he's impressed with the fact that she's a photographer. And he even tells her, like, wow, you're really talented. If a cute guy at 17 years old looks at you in the face and tells you you are talented, that's it.
Oh, you are a goner.
You're coming home with me.
Lucky for her, he's already in her home.
He's already there. Holly is very elusive about where they are exactly.
Yeah, he had asked, you know, where are we? And she's like, I don't know. I've been house sitting all summer. And then she's like, just kidding. I broke in.
I think it actually turns out that it's her house.
Yeah.
It's her house. So it's like, why would she say that? Like, she's just trying to be mysterious, edgy. I guess. Like, edgy. Yeah.
Instead of going home, like he should have, Tyler spends the whole day with Holly.
Yeah, dude, we get the montage and it's a really fun montage. I think in any other movie, this would be the montage that would be the prequel to them saying, I love you, because they do spend all day together. They're bonding. They're having fun. They're hooking up. The chemistry's there. They both seem really, really into each other.
They're telling each other secrets about their families and like being vulnerable with each other. I honestly think that Tyler feels so comfortable because he thinks Holly's leaving in like a week. He's like, I'm never going to have to see her again.
Holly's family apparently is rich and she lives all over the United States. She travels with her parents, supposedly. So he isn't expecting to see her again. I think to him, this was just a little band-aid on his broken heart because his girlfriend broke up with him. And to be fair, Holly did know that his girlfriend had just broken up with him. So she knew that she was a rebound. And also he admits to her before he leaves, he's like, listen, I don't know what I'm going through, but this was ... And she says, special?
And he's like, sure.
sure. I was thinking hot, but sure, special.
He leaves. And then, you know what? Him and Ali make up. They apologize to each other.
It seems like they get back together almost immediately, like the same day.
They do.
Tyler gets home. He gets a text message from Ali who's saying, let's talk. And they apologize to each other. They get back together. And then Ali explains that she didn't tell him about her wild girl past because she really is in love with him and she didn't want to taint the way he looked at her. And then she says, no more secrets, okay? And when they hug, you see Tyler's face and he's kind of like, ah, oh, fuck, I got one secret.
Yeah, he's like, absolutely none except for this one.
No more secrets except for one. Do you think he owes her the explanation of what happened when they were broken up? That's hard, right? Because they were broken up.
They were broken up.
But at the same time, it was literally like 2 minutes before he was hooking up with another girl. And that would be so hurtful. I honestly think I would instantly break up with him again. So I understand why he didn't tell her.
I feel like he doesn't owe her the explanation at this point in time.
Yes.
Very soon, he does owe her the explanation.
Yeah, we'll get there in a minute. Put a pin in that. These are very famous last words, though. The no more secrets. I don't think I've ever heard that in a movie where there were no more secrets. Do you know what I'm saying? Like if someone says no more secrets, secrets are coming.
Morgan Freeman has never gotten on and been like, and there were in fact no more secrets. But you know what? These two lovebirds are doing fine now. The rest of the summer ends and they go back to school for their senior year.
Yeah.
And everything's fine.
Everything's great. This is the end of the movie. Just kidding.
Ha ha. No, everything is fine until Holly walks into his biology class.
She walks into his biology class. He looks freaked. He looks really freaked out to see her, which I love. Because listen, if my boyfriend had hooked up with a girl the one day that we were broken up and then he sees her again, the only look I want to see in his eyes is sheer terror.
I want him to be a little bit afraid. I want him to be a lot afraid.
He looks afraid because you could tell that he wasn't expecting this. And she looks excited. And even though he tells her that he's back with Ali, she plays it cool.
She's like, don't worry, I can be very discreet.
I don't think she's getting the message.
Yeah, she gets brought into the friend group by Tyler's friend Gil. Here she is being introduced to their friend group and being invited into the fold.
So their friend group consists of Tyler, his girlfriend Ali, Ali's best friend Lydia. She is played by Anna Akana. And I told you I would talk about her because I love her. She makes really deep, thoughtful videos on YouTube and now also TikTok. For a while, I didn't realize she was an actress. I want to see her in everything. I'm obsessed with her. Put her in more things.
She is a really good actress. I like her a lot. She has really good facial expressions.
That's an important requirement to acting is the facial expressions. Some might argue it's the only requirement.
It's the only. You know what? Ali takes an immediate liking to Holly.
Ali and Lydia are the only two girls in the friend group, and so they welcome Holly with open arms, which is so sweet. Tyler is shooketh, okay? He looks... He looks so scared, dude.
Tyler looks like he wants to go find a bridge or a hole, one or the other.
Not to jump off of or bury himself in, but to push Holly off of or bury her in.
Yeah. Listen, he sees this little lie that he told a few weeks ago. He sees it getting ready to implode with the quickness. And he's like, no, absolutely not.
And we have to reiterate, this kid is 17. Like your brain at 17 is mostly water. There's not really a lot of cells happening in there. You know what I mean? I just made up that scientific fact, but you guys can quote me on that.
He does surf. So it's probably mostly saltwater and sand, to be honest.
Right. Who could ever know?
Yeah. You know what? After the whole Holly being introduced into the friend group thing, Tyler texts her.
Tyler texts Holly asking her to meet him by the school's elevators after school. This scene is shot so unnecessarily creepy. It looks like the school is abandoned. It looks like a scene from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And she like does like a little jump scare.
Well, she immediately starts kissing him and touching him.
Yeah.
It's cringy.
Yeah. He pulls away from her and he essentially tells her, I can't do this. I'm with Ali now. And Holly is immediately distraught.
She's like, why would you do this to me?
She says, "You lied to me. You used me. You're going to be fucking sorry." And I'm like, oh, it was in that moment he realized he fucked up. Like his face, the way the camera pans over his face.
Uh-huh.
I just love the feminine rage and the masculine fear. I love that. I hate a lot of things about this movie, actually. And I'll talk about it later, but I love that.
So listen, I hate the context of his fear.
Right.
And the reason for her rage.
Right.
But I love the fact that she has rage and the fact that he is, in fact, afraid. Like, I say it, Rose says it, we say it all the time. Men should fear women more. And listen, Tyler absolutely fears Holly, okay?
Dude, if these movies were the norm, if this trope wasn't just like a one-off, oh man, yeah, that's crazy, that never happens in real life. And it was like, dude, you better not mess with girls because they can turn into psychopaths at the flip of a switch.
Listen, can men physically overpower women and hurt us? Yes, 100%. We're going to ruin your fucking life.
But then also I was thinking the last thing I would want is to have a rich girl wanting revenge on me. Because listen, a poor girl would still find resources, right? Like she would find a way to ruin my life. But a rich girl, it would be so much easier for a rich girl to ruin your life.
The limit does not exist with a rich girl.
Exactly.
You know what? Holly said what Holly said, and she's standing on business, all right? You're going to be fucking sorry.
Yep. Allie starts hanging out with Tyler's girlfriend, Allie, and Allie's friend. They have a little trio there. They're hanging out, and Holly is Snapchatting Tyler pictures of her with his girlfriend just to fuck with him.
Yeah. She's like, sorry I got mad at you earlier. And then she's like sending him cleavage. And Tyler's like, fuck my life.
Tyler is very obviously uncomfortable around Holly, and his girlfriend is not picking up on it. I have to say, Allie has zero radar for crazy. You need, like, in order to survive, especially as a woman, you need to have a crazy radar.
Allie has zero. Allie has zero sense of self-preservation, to be completely honest.
Mm-hmm.
I guess at this point, Holly's kind of bored. So she starts making out with Tyler's best friend, Gil. She starts kissing him. She does it in the context of telling a story about this guy that she met over the summer who's a complete asshole and how he used her. She's essentially telling Tyler and Allie and Gil the story of Tyler to them.
While making out with Tyler's friend in front of him. And I didn't love how Tyler seemed a little jealous, a little triggered.
He did seem a little jealous and triggered, but also, like, one, it was uncomfy. Two, Holly was making eye contact with Allie and Tyler as she was making out with Gil.
The creepiest thing that Tyler realizes is that Holly has pictures of him that she took while he was sleeping in her bed. Allie saw one of the pictures, but she doesn't know it was Tyler because it doesn't show the guy's head and it's kind of a blurry picture. So Holly really is trying hard to destabilize Tyler.
So that night, after Holly Dunn makes out with Gil and stuff, she decides she's going to spend the night at Allie's house for girl talk. After the girls leave, Tyler has to take Gil home. And you know what? At this point, things are eating Tyler up. He's like, Gil, wait, I need to talk to you. I need to tell you something. I slept with her and now she's making out with you to like fuck with me, man. And Gil's like, okay, so you think she's making out with me and like being friends with the girls just to fuck with you? You are being a drama king, to be honest.
Tyler even says, I have to tell Allie. I'm going to tell Allie. And his friend's like, no, don't tell Allie. And I just thought, you know what? Mm-hmm. Why have enemies when you could have a best friend who gives you terrible advice? Because it's the same. It's the same thing. It's also terrifying that Holly is sleeping over Allie's house. You know that Tyler didn't sleep that night. You know he's terrified about what they're talking about.
Tyler is blowing up Allie's phone. Like, can I come over? Wait, is Holly still there? Hello, hello, hello.
Mm-hmm.
And Allie's like, oh my God, he's trying so hard to be a good boyfriend.
This is the point in the movie where Tyler should have told Allie almost immediately, like the second he realized that Holly was going to be around. Him dragging it out is proving to be dangerous, okay? Allie and Holly are having a sleepover. They're bonding. They're reaching that dangerous line in a girl friendship where it's like there's a line. It's basically like imprinting on each other. Like when two girls get really attached, it's a force.
They're getting ready to start telling each other secrets. They're getting ready to start talking about hookups. They're getting ready to start spilling like intimate details of their life. Mm-hmm. Listen, the same phenomena also happens when you meet a drunk girl in the bathroom.
Right.
They are getting to drunk girl in the bathroom level of bonding and the girl friendship.
That is a dangerous line, and Tyler is missing his opportunity because I think past this point, they have become really good friends. Now he's putting Allie in a situation where she's going to have to choose between her newest best friend and her boyfriend.
So there's this scene where Allie is on her side sleeping, and then the camera pans to the right, and Holly is also on her side, like essentially mirroring Allie's position, but Holly is wide the fuck awake, just staring at Allie sleeping. So that same night, Tyler has this nightmare that Holly hurts him, okay?
That Holly shanks him, dude.
Yeah, that Holly shanks him, all right? And when he wakes up, he hears something. He looks out the window, and you know what he sees? Fucking Holly standing next to his car like a creepy little bitch.
Holly is standing outside of Tyler's house. She is wearing Allie's clothes. She's like, oh yeah, I borrowed this sweater from Allie. I wonder if she thinks what she's doing is cute and quirky and endearing and not like other girls, or if her strategy really is make him so afraid he has no choice but to be with you. Like, what's the game plan here, girly?
I think the game plan is to emulate his girlfriend enough that maybe his dumb little man brain can't tell the difference. But then... Yeah. Also make him afraid enough to where he chooses you, because even if he chooses you out of fear, he's still making a choice.
He's spooked, okay? He calls her crazy, and Holly says, this isn't crazy. Give it time. And you know what? Just seeing how afraid this teenage boy is of this little petite girl, I kind of wish I had harnessed that skill in high school. I was over here pining after these stupid boys when I could have been making them terrified of me. It just feels like a better skill that you could really use to be a girl boss later in life.
And you know what? I do. I wish I would have mastered this in high school. Mm-hmm. I wish I had this skill, because you know what? You can translate this from high school into getting better grades in college. Mm-hmm. You can also translate it into getting promotions at work. You could translate it into running for office. I think Bella would make an amazing she would make an amazing politician here. And I really think that maybe this is the shift that our country needs.
I see where you're going. Yeah.
At this point, I'm starting to have, wait a minute, is Holly even a teenager?
Oh my God.
Like, I'm starting to wonder, wait a minute, is she even a teenager? Is she just this adult that's creeping and pedophiling on this child? I'm starting to question things. You know what? As luck would have it, Tyler overhears a little bit of a conversation from high school where the counselor is thanking Holly's stepmother for coming in and talking to him.
Did you hear what the counselor said to the stepmom?
What?
He said, we will definitely keep an eye on her behavior. Once again, kind of a red flag that Tyler didn't pick up on because he's a 17-year-old boy. As an adult, I'd be like, what? Keep an eye on her behavior? That sounds like the prelude to really juicy tea. Tyler does get juicy tea from Holly's stepmom.
Yeah, so she's like, yeah, it's just me. We recently lost her dad, as you know, so it's been really hard on her.
There's a name that Criminal Minds gives to, like, the triggering event.
It's the trigger.
The trigger.
It's like event X.
Okay, so this could be the triggering event, okay? She lost her father.
Now she's looking for a replacement male figure in her life.
Oh my God.
And you know what? Okay, so there's this thing. It's called the Electra Complex. And I think it applies here. I think that she is going mentally going back to a place where she felt safe and she felt loved and she felt whole. And I think that the last time she felt safe and loved and whole was when she was a young child, and that the Electra Complex is coming back because her emotionally, she has went back to that age.
I would have loved it if this movie made any sort of attempt to give a more nuanced explanation for why Holly behaves the way that she does. Because in reality, all we know about Holly when we get a little scene of her talking to her stepmother is that Holly is on medication, and Holly goes to therapy.
Same.
I just hate when movies try to scare you with, like, this person's on medication and this person goes to therapy. It's like, bitch, I'm suspicious of people who don't, okay? Do you know who wasn't on medication? Do you know who didn't go to therapy? Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy.
Okay. So yeah. I don't think it's that scary when someone's on medication. And I really resent this movie for making that the whole backstory to Holly's crazy.
To be fair, Holly's also not taking her medication or attending her therapy right now.
I know,
now,
but so. It's like, if you and I stop taking our medications, we're not going to be out here being creepy. We're going to be sad.
We're either going to be sad or super manic, okay?
We're going to be cleaning our house or in fetal position in our bed. Like, we're not going to be out here messing with anybody else. We're going to be minding our own business.
Yeah. And stepmom even gives Tyler the perfect out by saying, it's best if you don't tell Holly that we've been talking. She wouldn't like that.
Dude, the stepmom looks a little afraid of Holly. Like, a little bit.
So then we see Allie and Lydia, the best friend, talking.
Lydia is picking up on the very obvious cues that Holly is fucking creepy. She's creepy, full stop creepy. And Allie's just like, oh no, it's just girly things. And it's like, no, dude, she's creepy.
They walk right past Holly's locker as Lydia's talking this shit about Holly. And Holly can't let that shit slide.
Nope. No, the next scene is Holly coming up to Allie and the friend Lydia with milkshakes, just innocent milkshakes. Oh, here you go. This one's for you, Lydia. Lydia drinks it and probably, I don't know, 30 seconds later starts convulsing and bleeding from her nose, which, side note, is supposed to be like an allergic reaction.
Allie's freaking out, okay? Allie gets down on her hands and knees. She turns Lydia on her side so she doesn't choke on her tongue or vomit. They call 911. The whole time, Allie's sitting at the table, smirking, sipping on her own milkshake.
Mm-hmm.
Very obvious that she has something to do with it, okay? And then that night, Tyler is just, he's fucked up, man, okay? Tyler is mentally unwell at this point. He's typing out texts to Allie, then deleting them, typing them out to Gil, and then deleting them, because he knows 100% for a fact that Holly did something to Lydia.
Mm-hmm.
But he does not think that either Allie or Gil would believe him.
Tyler is between a rock and a hard place because to him, it's so obvious that Holly is creepy, has bad intentions, sent a girl to the freaking hospital, but yet she's also best friends with his girlfriend and making out with his best friend. So Holly has done really well to seduce the people in Tyler's life. You know what? It did occur to me that it's unusual for a teenage boy to be this aware and for a teenage boy to be able to look past hot to see crazy. I think that's rare.
Yeah, I think that on the hot crazy matrix, obviously she is up there on the scale. But I think that once you surpass a certain point on the hot crazy matrix, your hotness actually starts to devolve as the crazy escalates. So I do think that you have to find the sweet spot as a woman also on the hot crazy matrix in order to still be charming and hot.
You know what? It's just our cross to bear that we have to juggle all of these things. We have to juggle the patriarchy, motherhood, the hot crazy matrix. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like a couple days pass. Allie's best friend, she's alive. She's in the hospital. The doctor very specifically said there was something in her smoothie that put her into this like crazy allergic reaction, gave her a seizure, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Is no one going to investigate what the hell was in her smoothie? No follow-up questions whatsoever?
Honestly, she might be allergic to something common that goes into smoothies.
Gotcha.
That she always has omitted. And so they're like, oh yeah, there's something in her smoothie. It was probably just an accident.
But also, if you have such an intense allergy that could cost you your life, would you just take a smoothie from a person you barely know and just drink it without asking first? That was a little irresponsible. I'm not saying she deserved it. I'm just saying that was irresponsible of her.
Yeah, it was a little irresponsible of her. No EpiPens in sight.
No EpiPens, no sort of allergy awareness. Yeah. Holly is ready to drop her next bomb on whatever this unhinged plan that she has to like scare Tyler's penis into leaving his body.
Tyler walks into school that day ready to tell Allie everything. And when he sees Allie, she just melts into his arms and she's like, I needed to see you so bad. And then Tyler pusses out and he's like, okay, not right now. Like, later today.
Later.
But then Tyler sees Holly and Allie talking, and Holly looks distraught. She looks very upset. Oh, Holly's pregnant.
Yes, Holly is pregnant. And Allie, being a good friend, is there to support her. Tyler's freaked out because Tyler's like, I am presumably the dad. That's creepy. But then also Holly showed up at Tyler's house and was like hanging out with his little sister. Like she is going above and beyond. And Holly is doing this because she knows that Allie's never met Tyler's family. So she's trying to do things that even his own girlfriend hasn't been able to do.
Tyler wakes up and Holly's at his house hanging out with his little sister. Tyler literally grabs her by the upper arm and drags her out of this house and is like, no.
They get into this argument because Tyler says, look at where I live. Do you think I can support you? And I'm like, sir, that is a perfectly adequate middle-class house. Like, what is this poor complex that he has?
Also, she's like, baby, I don't need you to support me. Like, I can support us. Have you seen my house? It's amazing.
Yeah.
Holly tries to, like, grab or hug or kiss Tyler, and he, like, flings her off.
Tyler flings her off of him. She goes flying because she's so tiny. She goes flying to the ground, scrapes her hands. Her lip is bleeding. I didn't even think he, like, pushed her off of him that hard. It was a little dramatic.
Definitely a little dramatic. But you know what? Holly, again, she can't let that slide. She goes directly to Allie and she's like, Allie, I need to tell you something and I don't want you to hate me.
You know, first she tells her that the guy that got her pregnant shoved her to the ground. She shows Allie her scrapes on her arms. Like, it's looking really bad, right? Like, she's painting out this guy to be this monster who beat her. And then Holly spills to Allie that it's Tyler. And we only know this because the next time Tyler sees Allie, he's there to tell her. I love the timing. He's like, okay, now is the right time to tell you that I slept with Holly.
Yeah, he's there to spill the beans and tell her what happened. And Allie's like, Holly told me everything.
She showed me the pictures. Allie breaks up with Tyler, which fair. I think that's really fair. She tells him, I don't ever want to talk to you again. From this point forward, Holly's texting Tyler like, oh, baby, now we can be together. Don't be mad at me. I just fixed everything so we can be together.
Yes. And you know what? Tyler is just completely ignoring her, okay? Mm-hmm. And the longer Tyler ignores Holly, the more enraged Holly gets. And the next day at school, in biology, Holly goes, you're really going to regret not texting me back last night.
Yeah, so Tyler gets pulled out of school, suspended indefinitely because he was accused of assault and a police report was filed. Holly she's getting the law involved, man. It's getting serious. But Tyler now has Holly's full name.
Yeah, when the principal pulls Tyler out to tell him that he needs to get his shit and go, she's like, Elizabeth Viola has filed a police report against you. And he's like, who the fuck is Elizabeth? And the principal was like, Elizabeth Holly Viola. So then Tyler goes home and he starts Googling and he sees that Holly's previously been in trouble for assaulting classmates, that she has a sordid past. She's been kicked out of schools. They had to beef up security at different schools because of her.
What I don't understand is that Allie's best friend tried Googling Holly's name and couldn't find anything. And that was one of the reasons that the best friend was so suspicious of her. Like, this girl has nothing online. But her last name is Viola, right? That's not a super common last name. Are you telling me nothing would have come up?
See, they thought she was from Oakland. So they were probably putting in like Holly Viola Oakland.
Okay.
And nothing was coming up.
Yeah, but then so when Tyler looked her up, one of the articles said that she was just released from an institution. And again, I don't love this narrative of someone who struggles with mental health is therefore crazy and is going to do all this stuff.
Yes, but to be fair, Holly is really fucking crazy.
Holly is really fucking crazy. I just hate the reasons for her being crazy. I'll tell you the kind of crazy that I love in movies. I love when movies have a very rich backstory for why the person is unhinged. I want a history of mind-boggling trauma and like this warped sense of the world and justice or whatever. Even if they would have explained it as it has something to do with her father dying, explain it. The only explanations they've given is she's on medication and goes to therapy. Excuse me, that's not an explanation for her actions.
Yeah, we also never actually get confirmation on if things started before or after daddy died.
Yeah, because we don't know the exact timeline. If you're going to hinge an entire movie on this girl being so mentally unhinged that she makes this plot to ruin this guy's life and is willing to kill people on the way, I need a more compelling reason for why she's crazy.
You owe us the tea.
You owe us the tea, 100%.
Tyler, probably could not have guessed what Holly was going to do next. Because what Holly does next is she waits until Allie's parents leave for the evening. So Allie's home alone in her house that also has a wall of windows.
Yes. Because to be fair, Allie also had secrets. Remember? She was a hoe on the down low.
She was. And you know what? I didn't see a single fucking window in Tyler's house.
Yeah.
But so Holly waits until Allie's parents leave. And Holly calls Allie and is like, hey, I'm just checking in to make sure you're okay. She's pretending to be a good friend until towards the end of the phone call, you just hear, I'm here for you. But the phone has cut off. Holly's in the house. The call is coming from inside the house.
I hate this. I love it, but I hate it. It never fails to freak me out when the bad guy is calling from inside the house. There is just such an invasion of privacy for like the bad guy to be like hiding in your closet or something, you know? Is nothing sacred? Like, is nothing sacred?
Good luck hiding in my house, to be completely honest.
That's a good argument for having a bunch of cats that would just be all like purring outside of a closet. And you're like, okay, you're not going to catch me unawares.
I just have a cat staring at a closet. It's either a demon or an intruder in either way.
You're going down. Yeah, so essentially Holly kidnaps Allie from Allie's house and takes her to her own house, the one that's full of, you know, walls of windows. And then she takes a picture of an unconscious Allie to send to Tyler. And I just don't know how this little girl, is she flinging this other girl over her shoulders? Like 100 and something pounds is still 100 and something pounds. Like,
you know what? It's probably rage strength.
Okay, sure.
It's adrenaline.
All right.
Okay, it's an adrenaline rush. It's very common. You can Google it. Tyler's like, shit, gotta go get my girl from this crazy psycho. But he calls his friend and he's, hey, Gil, I need you to meet me at this address. Don't ask questions.
Why are you calling your teenage friend instead of calling the cops? And then also, why are you having your teenage friend walk into the house of a crazy woman without telling him what's going on? Allie wakes up duct taped to a chair and chooses this time to insist to Holly that Tyler loves her. Girl, if I was duct taped to a chair by a woman who was obsessed with my husband, I would be like, oh girl, you two would make such a cute couple. Do you want me to arrange a
date?
You
can have him. Listen, there are plenty of other dudes at the high school. I can find another boyfriend.
Yeah.
You can have Tyler. Can you get him on the phone? I'll break up with him and then you can swoop in.
I know. Yeah.
So Holly also has a tiny bit of a villain monologue here where she says, like, Holly tells Allie, you believed everything I told you, no questions, even about the baby. So obviously baby's fake.
Yeah, baby is fake. Also, the poor stepmom, Holly's stepmom, who was minding her own damn business. Listen, this woman just lost her husband and she has to raise her husband's crazy freaking daughter, just walks in on a teenage girl duct taped to a chair, tries to help her out, and then Holly comes out from behind her, puts a freaking plastic bag over her head. She kills the stepmom for like no reason. Stepmom didn't need to die. Listen, stepmom already knew you were crazy. She was keeping your secret. She was on your side, Holly.
Listen, I think Holly was like, my stepmom's going to get in the way of my plan for this evening. I am going to have to take her out. But finally, Tyler gets there. He sees Holly in the middle of the living room, just like he found her when he first woke up at her house. Holly's like, we're going to recreate that day. We're going to recreate it.
Yeah, I understand, you know, what Holly went through that initial day because she tells Tyler, I kept replaying that weekend in my head over and over again, trying to figure out what went wrong. And it's like, I get it. Could you imagine like meeting this guy and you guys hit it off and you have this incredible like night and then you have this incredible, this entire day of like bonding and hanging out. And then he just gets back with his girlfriend the next day. Like, I would be pissed too. I wouldn't take it this far, but I understand why Holly's upset.
Yeah. Tyler plays along for like 0.2 seconds and then he's like, where the fuck is my girlfriend? Where is Allie?
I hate this scene. This scene is so creepy.
It's so creepy, okay? And so Holly's not saying a word. She's just smirking at him. And then something drips onto Tyler's forehead and it's blood. And yes. He looks up and Allie is hanging by the waist, doubled over. She's hanging by the waist from the ceiling and she looks dead. I think she's dead at first.
Yeah, there's a wound on her head that's bleeding and that's what's dripping. And I just have to call Cap. Like, how did this teenage girl get this freaking other teenage girl? How does she get her all the way up there? Allie's like way up in the ceiling, on this really high ceilings. She's propelled from like ropes or something. It's a little too elaborate. It's a, like, they kind of lost the plot there. They went from like simple teenage girl evil to like Hannibal Lecter type shit. Come on.
Tyler gets her down. Tyler grabs Allie and he's like, we got to get you the fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. All right. So he's trying to find a way out of this house, but all these doors are locked. First of all, you're holding a fire poker in one hand. Break a fucking window.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand why you're just like, oh, this glass door is locked. Must find another one.
Glass. It's that thing to where you can't move past a wall of glass. Tyler has Allie under his arm. He is hobbling mm-hmm. out of this maze of a house. They make it outside, but Holly finds them and she pulls a gun on them. Again, we are moving past just like the average teenage crazy. Like, honestly, you didn't need to involve a weapon, to be honest with you. There's lots of ways to be creepy yeah. without involving a firearm.
Yeah, well, she's pointing the gun at them and he has the fire poker held out and she's like, drop it now. I think he should have flung Allie, took his chances, and started beating the shit out of her. Instead, he drops his fucking weapon.
You know, I do hate this in movies. I hate the trope that Hollywood has set up that, like, a gun is checkmate. That if someone's pointing a gun at you, that's it. You have no options. I'm like, they haven't fired it yet.
I have options. I'm going to take these options.
Yeah.
You have a metal fire poker in your hand. Honestly, you hitting her with a fire poker and her simultaneously firing off a fatal shot to you is not likely.
Also, as Holly is pointing this gun at them, Tyler is insisting that he loves Allie. And I'm just like, has anyone mm-hmm. in this movie heard of lying just to survive?
No.
Like, literally lie to survive. It's like, be a little manipulative here. Get her to put her gun down. Just tell her, you're right. I just realized I do want to be with you. And da-da-da-da. You know what I mean? Like, I'm excited to have your baby. Just lie to her. It's not a big deal, bro.
Yeah.
You've done it before.
At this same time, Gil gets there. The best friend gets there. Unarmed. Why?
What did you expect him to be packing, a bazooka? Like, this boy just showed up where his friend told him to show up.
I don't know. Maybe a kitchen knife? Maybe something? I don't know. Okay? I don't know.
Honestly, a riding lawnmower, but like an electric one. That's like a little quieter. He could have snuck up behind Holly and just mowed her over.
Yeah. Holly turns around. She shoots at Gil. She turns around towards Tyler and Allie again. And Tyler goes, Allie, get down. Holly fires a shot. At this point, we don't know who it hit or where it hit. Turns out it hit Tyler in the shoulder. Mm-hmm. But this sets Allie off. She grabs that fire poker and just stabs Holly in the side with it.
Yeah.
Only once, though. Like, really? She just shot your boyfriend, kidnapped you, beat you in the head.
Yeah, tortured you.
And murdered somebody in front of you. And you're only going to stab her once?
Yeah. Yeah. I would say there are circumstances where overkill is not an option. It is a necessity. And this would be one of them. But yeah. So Tyler is shot in the shoulder, but he's fine. The next scene we get is Holly being loaded up into the ambulance, being mm-hmm. treated for her poker stab wound. And the paramedic is like, it's okay. You're going to be okay. I got you. And Holly's staring up at him like, you're my new toy. Like, you just know.
Yes.
They're like, oh, okay. So it goes on, you know?
Get ready to have your life fucking ruined.
No, but like, what if he's into it? Because this is the thing, right? Like, is Holly crazy when she's with a guy that wants to be with her? Is that boring?
Probably.
Because you mean to tell me a girl that looks like Holly has never come across the guy that wanted to be with her?
She probably likes the chase. She likes the thrill. And when the chase and the thrill aren't there, she gets bored.
That poor paramedic, just like minding his damn business, just picked up a crazed stalker. Like, no one gave mm-hmm. him the backstory. No one was like, hey, listen, we need women treating this chick because she's going to get attached to the first guy she locks eyes with.
Yeah. And then we see kind of a little bit of an after story. Where Tyler starts bringing Allie around his house and letting his friends come over, and they're at his little sister's birthday party.
Yeah, so it's supposed to be like a happily ever after, and I'm just like, sure. Like, the trauma that these kids just went through right before society mm-hmm. throws them out into the world and is like, all right, be functioning adults now. And by the way, don't take medicine and don't go to therapy because that's what crazy people do. Do you know what I mean?
At this point, it's just like, oof. If you have any sort of feelings that are not pure joy, humor, or happiness, You should shove those deep down inside and don't let anybody know about them ever.
Yeah, so this was the little cute, unhinged, sporadic movie. It wasn't a good movie, but it was fun. It was girl bossy.
Girl bossy in a disturbing way, but girl bossy nonetheless.
Yes.
But that is where our movie leaves us.
Our teapot is empty for today.
Don't worry, Maury's bringing it on the way. We'll be back next week with another episode.
See you next time.
Bye.